name it again and wrestle. And we wish we can get our hands on you and the Four Horsemen. Take all of your body parts and rip them off one by one.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, I just went through the whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went 2 sentences and then went... Pfft. All right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going to do this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
All right, I'll go online. World of Wrestling, OWW, Genesis, WTR, Wow Talk Radio Networks. Nick Anthony, Alan Wojcik, joined with Aaron Kendrick, broadcasting live from the United States of America, USA, baby, this Tuesday night. And you're tuned in to the online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together. Now, whether you're a viewer of WWE's Monday Night Raw, NXT, Superstars on Friday Night SmackDown, what about TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talk them all. We want to hear from you. We've made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone numbers, 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Hit option 1 for Rock and Socks. Email address is radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com.
Now, we've got a loaded show, as always, tonight. We've got Northwest wrestler G.T. Evans on. We're going to talk conference call. We're going to talk a whole bunch of stuff. But before Aaron and Nick get into the rest of the show, we are about the legends on our show, and we want to pay a special tribute to Robert Shibuya, who sadly passed away at his home in Hayward, California, before we went on the air last week. He was 88. Now, to some of us, we're probably going, who is this guy? Well, if you lived in California during the 60s and 70s, you'd know him because he was a major player in the state, headlining at such venues as the Cow Palace. He worked as a single and a tag with Masa Saito, who a lot of Japanese fans will know, and Mitsu Akawa. The team of Shibuya, I'm sorry if I'm getting his name wrong, and Akawa were best known for their matches against Nick Bockwinkel and Wilbur Schneider, as well as AWA's Ray the Crippler Stevens and Dan McGuire, that took place in the Cow Palace and was considered to be at one point one of the hottest wrestling arenas on the West Coast and in the U.S. He did some acting during his life and had retired from wrestling in the late 70s. He was also one of the top contenders to the U.S. Heavyweight Championship and held it a few times and was recently laid to rest, so we wish his family the best. And we also want to thank Aaron and I, since Nick hasn't been here the last couple of weeks, we want to specifically thank TNA Wrestling. Aaron and I want to thank TNA Wrestling for blowing our normal format to smithereens. Because with Nick not being here, he hasn't been a part of
the War Report
that Aaron had set up with Corey and Scott, and it was so awesome. And then last Tuesday, Aaron and I are sitting here, we're going, all right, what the heck are we going to possibly do? What do we do to stall for time?
I'm upset. I'm upset because we never got to use our Rambo.
we were gonna
go all out and use Rambo.
Yeah, we had.
So basically, you guys just went over the war report, and it's all gone now because TNA's jump, huh?
We did it twice.
Gone away. And what's worse is this show's probably gonna be light on news because they haven't even had a show on a brand new show on. Since last Monday, their new show is in the can and is sitting waiting to go on this Thursday at 9 o'clock. And I loved how they all, I mean, we had Phil Strom and Kevin Eck on last week, and we're still in shock that you know, they were like, the fans demanded it. And Kevin and Phil and Aaron and I were just like, yeah. Spike TV demanded it when they looked at the ratings. And Raw did by itself with nothing against it, wrestling-wise, did, I think, a 3-0 and a 3-1.
I think what's really sealed the deal for TNA is when WWE was stuck overseas and they still, with their Raw roster, with their SmackDown roster, they still beat TNA fully staffed.
Yeah, that was one of the points that Aaron and I had brought up, and We're going to get into a whole bunch of stuff tonight, fans. If you're a WWE stockholder, you heard a lot of stuff this past week. They had their first quarter earnings meeting. Now, Aaron may be learning this in school right now. I don't know if he's learned all this fun stuff, but we got a whole bunch of stuff from a shareholders meeting that's basically a very long conference call that they go on and on and on about WWE Studios, WWE as a whole, justifying why the pay-per-view went under. And before I steal a lot of the thunder out of the call, UFC was brought up in this call, believe it or not, by someone. And I'm going to let Nick take it because he knows all the stuff that he wanted to ask.
Yeah.
And amazingly, everything he wanted asked got answered by the stockholders. I don't know if he was on this call or not. He may have been saying, like, yes, I'm that person too. Let me talk for them.
First of all, Vince McMahon, I think he's looking at his company with blinders on, like the horses do at the Preakness, like they did a couple of weeks back at the Kentucky Derby. I think that's how he's looking at WWE now. In this first quarter earnings shareholder meeting, he talked about a lot of things. In that first clip, Vince opened up the call talking about profit margins. And it was funny that he brought up what we all knew watching WrestleMania 26. It was all over the wrestling internet, the media, what we thought about WrestleMania 26. Vince McMahon finally came out and said it himself. Clip one.
Good morning, everyone. I think the most important thing to realize, the most important thing that we would be proud of here at WWE is that we achieved our high margin, our EBITDA margin of, in recent history, which is 24%. Not bad. Notwithstanding that, as far as this quarter is concerned, we consider WrestleMania. We had $13 million in profits, which is okay. And for WrestleMania, it's down about 12% from last year, which I think is more due to more of a communal viewing habit, much like Super Bowl parties. In addition to that, I guess maybe the bottom line is, as far as the attraction is concerned, maybe it wasn't exactly what everyone wanted to see. Nonetheless, the brand remains very, very strong, and its profit contribution very strong as well.
Isn't it funny how Vince McMahon always brings up that communal word when his pay-per-views sink in the tank? Every time the numbers are down, our attendance is low, he's saying, well, people are watching in groups like it's the Super Bowl. People go over one another's houses and watch the pay-per-view that way. That's why we aren't getting the numbers that we're supposed to be getting. He said WrestleMania was down, 12-15% compared to last year. And last year it was down compared to the previous year. And so on and so on. There's a pattern, Vince. He doesn't see it that way. He's got those Preakness glasses on, like horses, like the Kentucky Derby. He has those glasses on.
Yeah, but he's got a point, dude. I went to a local restaurant here in the Tampa Bay area, and there was a good 250 people at, it was like a Hooters-type restaurant called Kerr's Wing House.
Yeah.
And even before that, from WrestleMania 25 back to about 19, I used to go to a referee here in Florida's house named Richie Rich, and about 25 TNA-type wrestlers, IPW hardcore wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know, we'd all come over and watch at Richie's house. So I kind of buy into what Vince is saying, but I'm not sure. Do you think Vince is blowing smoke, Aaron, or is this just, you know, the status quo now, like him ignoring UFC? Because wasn't this a weekend that UFC had a pay-per-view the night before?
I think it's a little bit of both because, you know, they do have the competition. A lot of people watch the UFC pay-per-views and everything, and like you said, a lot of people don't just order the show individually. A bunch of people, to my knowledge, like put their money together with friends and they all pitch in on buying the pay-per-view. So that could have a lot to do with it right there. More than one person buying the same pay-per-view together. So, you know, that could add up to less buys.
When asked about WrestleMania and his opening comments on 26, one of the shareholders had a question. He asked, what options does Vince, does he have for making WrestleMania 27 hit the mark? Clip two.
Generally speaking, always look at the attraction as the reason why something is successful or not. That's not always the answer. I think last year was one of the things that helped us was the anniversary, the 25th anniversary, I think, of WrestleMania, sort of a nostalgic kind of point of view. And again, it's like anything else in the content business. Sometimes you're right on, sometimes you're not. This was, again, a substantial contributor to profit at the same time, not exactly what we wanted. So it's, you know, the content business is one in which you're successful most of the time. I'm not saying this was a failure, but nonetheless, you know, it didn't measure up to what we had hoped in terms of budget, and not all that favorable to last year, as I mentioned, about down, was down about 12%. So, again, it was a good attraction. It wasn't a great attraction, and sometimes you just don't give them great attractions all the time. It's the creative process, and that's the process we're in.
Did hell just freeze over? Did we actually just hear Vince McMahon say the product that we produced at WrestleMania 26 did not stand up? Did we just hear that from Vince McMahon?
Sure as heck sounded like it. I mean, it goes back to Aaron and I have had this conversation on the show, and you and Nick, you and I, all three of us have had this conversation. It's too many Chiefs and not enough Indians, where you have 15, 20 writers covering, at one point they were covering three shows, and then they're still doing three shows at NXT. You're going to obviously get some sort of writer burnout. Look at Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara when they left WWE back in the 90s to go there to WCW, and look at Russo now. Russo is just, what are you thinking, Aaron? You watched WrestleMania along with a lot of us. Do you think it was just a total horrible show like Vinnie Mac is making it sound?
Well, actually, I didn't get to watch WrestleMania. I've been trying to get
Damn!
The DVD. But you know, from what I've heard, you know, there was good matches and then there was bad matches, you know. Like, of course, Bret and Vince, a bunch of people I think were pretty excited about that, and Shawn and The Undertaker.
That was not a good match.
I'm not saying it was a good match, I'm saying people were looking forward to it.
All right.
Yeah, that match was super duper hyped.
Yeah, and Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, obviously, I'm sure stole the show. And Money in the Bank, you know, I mean, overall, I think some of it was good and some of it wasn't, you know.
Yeah. 888-357-9876, option 1 is the telephone number, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, caller on the line, your name and where you are located. Sir, what's going on?
Hello?
Is he still there? Yes, you're on the air, dude.
Very cool. This is a shout-out from Mr. Nick Anthony. This is Sean Clough from Lowdown Radio.
Oh, what's going on, Sean? How's it going?
Good, good. Yeah, I wanted to compliment you guys, what you guys are talking about. I agree with you. I think it was kind of a shock to hear Vince say exactly what he said about WrestleMania. That was I almost fell out of the chair when I heard that.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Very cool. But I wanted to tell you guys do a great job. I listen to you guys every week, and keep up the awesome work.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Sean Clough from Lowdown Radio. You check him out at blogtalkradio.com. With the attendance dropping and the economy where it is, Vince was asked a question at this shareholders meeting over at WWE.com, the corporate website. He was asked, does he feel the weakness with the economy, with the programs and the pay-per-views and the attendance at live shows? Does he feel it's the economy or the talent or the storylines? Tip three.
I think it's always a combination of things. You know, I mean, there's, you know, I don't want to use the economy as the excuse to everything like everybody else does. You know, my one of my performers many, many years ago, his name was Bobo Brazil, did not believe in excuses. And the only form of revenue that we had at the time was live events, long before anything else. And whenever the house did not do well, all the other members of the locker room would complain and come up with excuses. And Bobo Brazil said, the only reason we didn't draw the night is because of the all-night gas station, which back in those days, you know, was something that didn't exist. So there is no excuse. It's not just the economy. It's the mix of everything that we have. You know, we're strong. And we're not, you know, we're not superlative at the moment, and that's what we always strive
for. That's Vince McMahon said, basically, he's not going to blame it on the economy. I find it hard to believe, but I guess he has to. He can't lie to the shareholders, can he? He can come on the on Monday Night Raw and SmackDown and in the NXT and tell us, you know, wives' tales, the truth. he can tell us wives' tales all he wants, but he can't really come out and lie to the shareholders, can he?
I think some friends at the SEC would have a problem with that. Yeah. I mean, look at that. Look what happened when Donald Trump, quote-unquote, I bought Monday Night Raw thing happened. The SEC and Wall Street and everybody went frickin' nuts, and there were going to be lawsuits and allegations over a storyline. So it's like, okay, you bought stock in WWE.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to go on? They're going to create stuff. Hello?
I just find it hard to believe that I'm hearing Vince McMahon say it's a mixture of all three. It's the economy. It's our talent. It's our storylines. A combination of all of it that, you know, we're not doing very well across the board. This is Vince McMahon talking about his own company. I can't believe this.
Oh, this call was interesting. It was a 35-minute long call. They claimed during the call, I don't know if it's a part of the rest of this, but they're claiming that internationally, the company is doing wonderful. Their Latin America tour they recently did was phenomenal. Even before WWE versus the Iceland Volcano went down, that European tour was good. But that's, of course, because you run into the same situation. The product's not there on a consistent basis in Europe and Mexico and wherever else. They're on TV over there, but they don't get to see them like we do. Or like when I grew up in New York, I had a house show at Madison Square Garden every month and the Coliseum and the Meadowlands almost every month.
It's the same thing like TNA when they went overseas. They were doing record, you know, record attendance. They weren't getting that at Universal Studios. It's because they aren't there that often.
They also don't charge money.
Well, that's true, too. We'll take a break, get to some more of these shareholder questions and the meeting they had with the shareholders, Vince McMahon and George Barros, employee over there. He was a CFO, I believe he is, of the WWE. The question was asked, do you see WrestleMania fatigue? You know, too much pay-per-views, too many live shows, just too much of the WWE. We'll get to it right after a break here on OWW Radio, 888-357-9876, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. This is OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. The Hero Sets, whenever they wrestling. Head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Alright, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, Independent and International Discussion, Women's Wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the Golden Age of Professional Wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloodfest, All-Time Polls, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth with the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
All right, 888-357-9876, option one. Technical producer, Rock and Sock Man. It's Nick Allen with Aaron Kendrick joining us here on OWW Radio. We're taking your phone calls and your emails at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Let's go to the line of phone calls, man. 888-357-9876. Caller, you are on the line. What's up? Where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, Nick. This is Daniel, a.k.a. Old School Warrior, calling from California.
What's up, dude? Missed you at the CAC this year, man.
Oh, man, I would have loved to have been there, but just don't have the money right now. But I wanted to comment on the shareholder conference thing that Vince said. That's kind of eye-opening to know that Vince is actually admitting to the fact that he knows that the product's bad and he knows that the writing's not so strong, but he would never say that on the actual television program.
No.
I mean, yeah, I guess that has to do with him not being able to lie to the shareholders. He can lie to the people that buy the product, but not the shareholders.
Yeah, and there was a post on Genesis this past week saying, well, the ratings are definitely going to go down on this past Monday Night Raw. But no, it's not, because you guys keep watching that show. And Vince will keep coming out saying, oh, we got the best product. We can't, you know, our talent, our storylines are at top notch. But then when he goes to the shareholders meeting, he know he can't lie to those guys. So they'll pull their money and WWE will be set back, you know, so he can't lie to them. But he'll lie to us.
It's kind of sad that the people that are essentially the ones who are giving him the money so he can write the paychecks, he's not giving us the just credit for watching the product. I mean, he is aiming it at kids, and it is dumbed down a little bit to make it more appealing to them. But the people who are forking out all the extra money to go to all the shows and to buy all the pay per views and all kind of stuff like that, we're the ones getting kind of shafted on it. As for the pay per view thing. I'm one of those people where if I'm watching a pay-per-view, I am going over to someone's house and I am watching it with a group of about 8 to 10 people. So I know
That's just because of the economy, though, because what is it, $65, $59 to order WrestleMania now?
Yeah, well, that was always one of the things. Even growing up as an eight-year-old, 9-year-old, all the way up into my teens and whatnot, if I had friends that wanted to watch that pay per view, either they were coming over to my house and watching it, and they would bring food or whatnot to help pitch in to cover the cost, or I would do the same to go over to their house. That was how it was just with me, because back then it wasn't every month, but still to have a $60 expense when you're, when you're a young kid or a teenager, your parents don't necessarily want to pay that $60 all the time.
Yeah, especially not for for a wrestling pay-per-view. But think about this, Alan, Aaron, and Daniel. Why do you think that the prices keep going up for WWE pay-per-views? Because they're not making that quarterly income that the shareholders are demanding from them, so they have to boost up pay-per-view cost.
Let me put it in a way that I can broaden the spectrum over the whole spectrum of sports. Okay. I'm a Raiders fan, and tickets are way too expensive. And so if the ticket prices were lowered for the worst seats in the building, if they were lowered to, like, say, $15, then it would be the place would sell out every game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same goes with WWE. If you lower the prices, you'll get more buys, and you'll eventually make more money.
Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah, but we're talking about a company that they said they generated 885,000 pay-per-view buys. Boo frickin' who? TNA would sell Dixie Carter, Bob Carter, Vince Carter of the Orlando Magic, anybody with the last name of Carter to generate that. Boo frickin' who? You did 885,000 down from 960,000? Oh,
yeah.
Man. I love when we hear billionaires, bitch, moan and groan. Oh, I'm losing money.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, that's where our society is, man. That's exactly where our society is nowadays.
But, yeah, just wanted to chime in on that, guys. So take it easy and good job with the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, bro. That's Daniel from OWW Genesis. Back to the shareholders meeting and the clips that we have here. Before we went to break, I brought up the decline in attendance for WWE. Vince was asked the question, how about cutting some live shows like you did before? How successful that was of cutting live shows. It gave something fresh to the viewer, you know, come time pay-per-views came around, right? The question was asked about WrestleMania fatigue. Do we see any WrestleMania fatigue, pay-per-view fatigues? Is it too much? Clip four.
It's been a fairly consistent trend of increasing the number of live events, so just to be clear on that. As far as the pay-per-view specifically, we've reduced this year one of the pay-per-views versus last year, which we'll see in the second quarter. Last year we had 5 pay-per-views in the quarter because of the timing of WrestleMania. This year we'll have 3 because of that, as well as eliminating one of the June pay-per-views. So we only have 1 in June this year, as opposed to 2 last year. But we're always looking at those things and making sure we're providing a great attraction and value for them.
And we also look at the mix, Marlo. We'll look at where we went the year before and compare that to the year before then. And should we be going to New York twice a year or 3 times a year? Same thing for Chicago. And
never really
answered
the question.
Conscious effort of making sure that the mix is right, as well as the ticket prices and the, as Vince said before, of course, the content.
See, that was one of the chief financial officers, George Barrows, and the other woman there. They never really answered the question. And you see how Vince kind of not said a word. He kind of shied away from that. Didn't say one word about cutting pay-per-views or cutting out live shows.
It could have been dealing with George brought it up. Second term, man.
Yeah, it was a dramatic pause for Vince. George mentioned that, hey, we did. George mentioned that we did cut some pay-per-views out, and then the woman brought up that, like Vince said, some of the content thing, that could be a part of the problem that we're having. But I find it hard to believe that they didn't really answer the question. Are they going to cut back more on these monthly pay-per-views? It's too much, and people are getting tired of it.
But they already did cut.
Yeah, they cut, but it's not nearly enough. Apparently, the shareholders are saying it's not nearly enough still. And you and I are saying it's still not nearly enough. The product is getting watered down by these pay-per-views month after month after month. And the WWE, we heard about it 2 years ago, right? When Vince said we have these A shows and B shows and C shows. And we're only going to allow X amount of dollars for B and C shows and then hand over fist for the A shows, right? We heard about it. So why not just put all your X amount of dollars into a good product, making them all A shows throughout the year, top four or five, whatever you have for the whole year, and be done with it? Why do we have to get these subpar shows that you, Vince, know that they're crap? We know that they're crap. Your shareholders know that they're crap. You're admitting that they're crap. So why keep feeding us these shows with lackluster performances, storylines, and money going into it? Why do it? Another question out of the shareholders meeting, and we talked about it a little bit earlier. Two of the last seven pay-per-views in the WWE, we saw either UFC, I don't think we saw TNA, but I think it was UFC, host a pay-per-view the day before.
It was UFC.
The question was, it was UFC. The question was asked, do you feel that this may have a backlash in the overall buy of a WWE product? Clip 5.
We're not sure whether it has or not. I mean, you're talking about two relatively different audiences completely. The UFC audience, I guess, is what you're making reference to. That's more of a boxing audience than it is an entertainment type of thing like we are. Nonetheless, we don't see, there has been some of that the night before, and we're going forward. From a scheduling standpoint, we certainly can't control that, but from a scheduling standpoint, we don't see any at the moment, night before pay-per-view, with any substantial pay-per-view provider.
Was that the end of the clip? Because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because I've said it here before, and I'll say it again. The first Ultimate Fighter that they did back in 2004, 5, whenever it was at a NWA Florida show at the St. Pete Times Forum. They ran a small mini show after the event that had on the show Raven, Jerry King Lawler, Marquis Bruce Antee, Lex Love, a bunch of guys. But Billy Kidman was there, a bunch of guys. We're sitting downstairs in the locker room area before it, and they're all sitting there watching this Ultimate Fight thing, and I'm going, okay, bunch of wrestlers watching UFC. So I don't buy the box. I mean, Dana White has said it on other radio shows and in print media.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. We kind of talked about this on WrestleTalk Radio the other night, and another, I've seen it in blogs. And, I mean, Aaron, you're the demographic that the UFC is obviously shooting for. You're in that 15 to 24 market that's got an disposable income. Can you possibly see, you know, do you buy this? I mean, I don't.
Well, I do buy it because, like, everybody that I'm around, nobody ever talks about professional wrestling anymore. Everything's always UFC, UFC. And that's become the thing now. Like, people are going back to the MMA, and, you know, there was a time when people, all they wanted to talk about was the wrestling, but now it's just, you know, oh, that's fake and UFC's real, and people are starting to get more interested in it. And so,
you saw that weigh-in this past week with the Mauler, Tom Lawler. That was awesome. I've known Tom Lawler. I'm not super-duper personal with him, but I've known Tom Lawler since about 2004 when he wrestled down here for NWA Florida, and we've always seen his ha-ha funny side. And to get all those people in Canada to come out for a weigh-in, weigh-in. It wasn't even the UFC fight, man. And then he was actually going to come out to the Rocky IV setup like an Apollo Creed entrance with James Brown's Living in America playing and everything. He wanted to do a heel wrestling entrance, guys. And Dana White said, no, you can't do it. We got one more thing we're going to address after the break involving the conference call.
and it involves the long, long rumored WWE Network. Not the classics thing you get on demand, kids. A real live WWE style network.
What possibly can they put on that network, though?
Everything that's on the on-demand channel. They own every film library known to man, I think, except for the Mid-South library, which Bill Watts' wife got in her divorce.
Yeah.
We'll also talk TNA Sacrifice. Yeah, TNA's got a pay-per-view this Sunday. They may not want you to know about it, but they do. Supercard of Honor 5 was this past week. We had Roderick Strong on last week, and I hate to tell you, kids, Roderick's not the champ. We're going to get into all that and more. 888-357-9876, option 1. If you're hip to the Skype thing, it's Sir Rockin'. JT Evans, the Pacific Coast player, I believe is his nickname, or is it the Pacific Northwest player? I'm sorry if I got it wrong. We'll be back after this commercial break on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or Anything Goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Alright, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. Clickwrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Hey everyone, this is Sir Rocket, the host of CB Radio, which you can catch every Saturday night.
Whoa, wait, Rock?
Yes, Cindy?
Did you just call yourself the host of CB Radio?
I kind of did just call me the host of CB Radio.
Honey, everyone knows that you are just the producer.
Hey! I'm not just the producer, I am the host of this
show. Oh my god, shut up! Everyone knows that I am the host of CB Radio, which you can check out Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, Rock.
Yes, darling.
This is where you tell everyone, I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
Good boy.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Does it feel like I've taken ecstasy at a rave or something? Like a headbanger. Whatever happened to the headbangers from WWE? They're doing indie shows or something.
One of them lives down here. One of them lives down here in Florida and works every so often for Coastal Championship Wrestling, which is run by Bruno Tilly and Jim Tillinquist, who were doing the security gimmick in TNA for a while. They were Rocco and Big Till. I think Rocco and Sally Boy. That's who it was.
Hey, do you think you can get one of them on? One of the headbangers?
Anything's possible this day and age, man. 888-357-9876. Option 1 is the way you join us here on the OWW Radio. That is Nick Anthony. He's back from his sabbatical in Saskatchewan. He was off mountain climbing and other stuff. No, he was really doing important stuff, and we appreciate him being here with us. And
I was telling the truth. That's what I was doing. Telling the truth.
Yeah, and nothing but the truth to help you, God. All right, speaking of truth. We got one more thing to address with WWE, and this one we got a lot of interest on the OWW Genesis board and in other markets where it was read. Now, everybody was like, oh, wow, they're moving to sci-fi, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And they mentioned it in the conference call, and I'm tired of hearing Vinnie Mac, blah, 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 but I can listen to him on TV. The plan to launch WWE's own cable channel, apparently, guys, is moving ahead, and if everything goes according to schedule, we could have it as early as some point in the latter part of this year. Now, on the call, Vince said that when the channel launches, nothing will change in terms of the current TV rights. So you'll still have Raw on USA, you'll still have SmackDown eventually on Sci-Fi, and Superstars will still be having nobody watch it on WGN. Now, he said on Thursday on the call that they were talking to several cable providers to carry the network, which will eventually be made up of several different shows. So they're probably saying that some of the shows that you see on the on-demand channel, like that Roundtable one that Jim Ross and Gene Okerlund host, which I'm blanking on the name of, you may see that. But the problem, they may run into a situation like a lot of other people, like NFL Network's run into for years. I have Red House Networks, which is a Time Warner thing. I don't get NFL Network in my house. So
right, a lot of people don't get MLB either. Yeah,
I'm one of the lucky ones. I get MLB Network, thank God, because I get to watch my Yankees play every so often on there. But from one boring wrestling story to another one, believe it or not, guys, there's a pay-per-view this Sunday with probably some of the... Now, I'm still trying to figure this out. Aaron and I ripped Vince Russo to shreds the last couple weeks, so we're still trying to figure out if Vinny Rue still has his fingers on this. And yes, we're also going to address that really cool show that happened this past Saturday. Like I said, our guest that was on, Roderick Strong, was supposed to challenge Tyler Black for the championship. He didn't win it, unfortunately, but we'll run that card real fast. Also, was results. And don't forget, you can watch them. I think it's on HGNet, which also we don't get. So it's like, how am I supposed... I know Aaron gets it. You said you get it, right, Aaron?
Yeah,
or
I get
am I
it.
Wrong? You
I get
it. You're the lucky one. Honey, we're moving to Arkansas so I can watch ROH on HGNet. All right, this pay-per-view.
Oh, wait,
no.
I'm sorry. No, I don't have HDNet. We don't have HDTV. I'm sorry. I'm not a lucky one.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're going to have to because of this cool job we have. We get to watch pay-per-views, and I was talking to the WTR kids, and we're just sitting there going, God, I hope this thing's better than lockdown. It's not. We don't do spoilers on this show, so you don't have to cover your ears. I'm not going to ruin anything you're going to see on this Thursday night. But as of this Thursday night, guys, this is the card. For the 833rd time in wrestling history, I think, Sting versus Jeff Jarrett, which, that was pretty cool the last time they aired. You kind of got an excuse as to why Sting turned into a big snot ball. You've got RVD, Mr. Monday. Oh, wait, I'm not Monday anymore, man. I moved. Sorry. Defending his championship against AJ Styles, which we've already talked about on this show. This title change should have happened on this pay-per-view. Are you listening, Dixie Carter? And if you're not, she's available.
Did you say it has to change?
The title should have changed. Instead of doing it on the TV show, it should have been on pay-per-view.
No.
She's doing a show this weekend with Kayfabe Commentaries. They do a Yushu DVD, including Maria Canales is going to be one. They're doing it as a convention. If Scott can help me out real fast, Scott's one of our producers, and he talks to us through the internet. There's a convention, I think it's a Legends of Wrestling convention in New Jersey, that if you buy a ticket, you get to ask Dixie Carter questions. And obviously one of the first ones I want to ask is, your nut job. How the heck are you still alive? It's Legends of the Ring.
Legends of the Ring, yeah.
I mean, this title match should have... RVD, we've said it before, we thought RVD getting the belt, Aaron and Nick, was a carrot to Paul Heyman, who's sitting being Brock Lesnar's legit manager now. I did not know that until I read a bunch of blogs this week, that, yeah, he's Brock's legit manager. That RVD, we always thought RVD getting the belt should have happened at a pay-per-view instead of TV. I know they did it to boost ratings, whoever. Mm-hmm. Mr. Anderson against Jeff Hardy.
Wait a minute, dude. No, you can't say a comment like that and just move on. There's nothing wrong with Rob Van Dam getting a championship on over AJ Styles on regular TV, saying thank you for watching us, trying to get ratings over Monday Night Raw. What's wrong with that? Just because it didn't happen on the paper?
They didn't shoot that crap.
Okay, it adds to the storyline too, though, does it not? Okay, everybody knows Rob Van Dam. Rod Van Dam, okay, out of nowhere. Now, won't you watch it to see what's going to happen next at the pay-per-view? What's going to happen at Sacrifice? AJ Styles going up against... What do you mean, no?
Aaron and I had this conversation weeks ago.
You're not curious to find out what's going to happen?
No, because Rod Van Dam, we already know, is untouchable because he's Hulk Hogan's buddy.
He's with the Huckster.
He's not dropping the belt anytime soon. He's holding it to Slammiversary, where every champion drops the belt, no matter how untouchable they are, Jeff Jarrett.
Okay, you want to make a wager on that AJ Styles probably gets the belt? They're building a storyline here.
He's not getting the belt back.
Why would Rob Van Dam hold the title at Sacrifice? I'm saying that AJ Styles wins the title at Sacrifice this coming pay-per-view. And then they take it, and then they go three. Rob Van Dam, AJ Styles, three. It's a storyline, man.
Somebody make a wager.
All right, let's make a bet. You want to make a bet on that?
There's no money to be made because the Pop Boy has not taken the belt. The Pop Boy's not dropping the belt. He's never going to drop the belt because he also said... And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. He doesn't want to work with any talent that wasn't on TV during the Monday Night Wars. Now, technically AJ was on because he was in a tag team with Air Paris, but this ain't going to happen. Move on. This is like old news.
Are you
going to
make the bet? Fine.
Forget it. Does my name look... Do I look like Pete Rose? No. Do I look like Tim Leahy, the referee? No. I don't gamble.
You look like Alan Wojak. All right. Very well.
You've also got, now this one I'm still confused on. You've got Mr. Anderson versus Jeff Hardy, who magically is free. His court date got moved back again. Yeah, no favorites to celebrities whatsoever in the Carolinas. Mr. Anderson, Jeff Hardy, I'm not 100% sure on. And Aaron and Nick can jump in at any point on any of these other matches.
That Matt Morgan and... whatever that's all about. Yeah, I know.
You win one match. You win one match, guys, and all of a sudden you're the number one contenders to the World Tag Team titles. I don't get it.
They were the number one contenders before the match started, somehow.
Yeah, that was the other better part. They're together. Cool. You're going to wrestle Matt Morgan. Enjoy.
The TNA World Tag Team title belts are just like the WWE Tag Team title belts. Been diluted. There's no prestige. There's nothing. Nothing back at it anymore. It's just nuts and craziness.
Speaking of titles that don't mean anything, Kazarian, the current X Division champion, is taking on the guy who lost his belt. The Volcano defeated him for his title belt. Douglas Williams is going to go at it. And then this match is just, this eeks Vince Russo, man. Nigel McGuinness, Desmond Wolfe, whatever you want to call him. I can't stand that name. Going one-on-one against the Monster Abyss, Chelsea the Girl versus the ring of, I guess it's Ric Flair's Hall of Fame ring we're going to.
Yeah.
And it...
That's what it is.
Are either one of you interested in this pay-per-view at all?
No, I'm not, to say the least. You know, my George Putnam, my mentor in broadcasting, he said something like, it is what it is. And that's what I'm seeing with this Sacrifice TNA. It is what it is. You got Sting versus Jeff Jarrett. That may be a draw, I guess. Rob Van Dam and AJ Styles, that's a draw. But that's about it. Mr. Anderson, Jeff Hardy, Matt Morgan, and Inc. Douglas Williams, Desmond Wolfe, Abyss. Who cares? It's nothing, man. I'm not interested at all. This pay-per-view is going to go straight to the toilet. It's nothing. I'm certainly not ordering it.
We don't have
fact,
to order
I
it. Thanks to the WTR people. We love them.
Yeah, I haven't ordered a TNA pay-per-view yet.
Are you
way before the Hogan
days.
Sunday,
are you watching
just haven't
this
done it.
Sunday with us, Aaron, or what?
No, I'm not. I never order pay-per-views. I mean, I might check it out with you guys, but I'm not going to buy the pay-per-view. I don't waste my money like that.
Well, fans, if you're sitting there and you're going, yeah, these guys seem to know what they're talking about, talk with us. 888-357-9876, option 1 is the way to join us here on OWW Radio. We just want to talk real fast about Supercard of Honor 5, which we were told got some mixed reviews. Scott, our producer, who is an ROH fan, said that he was told by people in attendance that it was actually the best of the Adam Pearce booked shows. And that's saying a lot because he's got some pretty hot talent to work there with. Real fast, the Briscoe brothers defeated Rhett Titus, a former guest here, and Kenny King, Eric Stevens, a Florida guy. Oh, you were there. Scott was there, far out. Grizzly Redwood.
Far out?
Eric,
did you just say
there,
far
man.
Out?
I can say whatever I want, man. They had
far
a pretty
out.
Easy... They've got some interesting stuff going on over there. Now, Eric Stevens defeated Grizzly Redwood, but here's a name out of everywhere else that you never expect on an ROH show. So the Embassy's beaten down Grizzly Redwood, who's got a big, fuzzy-looking beard, and out of nowhere comes, are you ready for this, former ECW star Balls Mahoney.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, the reaction was mind-blowing, and none of the fans ever saw it coming. What they also didn't see coming was Awesome Kong, Amazing Kong, whatever Kong you want to call her, losing her ROH debut. She lost to ROH mainstay Sarah Del Rey. Now, apparently, according to Scott and other people on the message board, the FTNA and F Bubba chants were super loud. Some of the people said that it was actually the best women's match they had ever seen in person. Also on this show, the Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels defeated Eddie Edwards, who was involved in their TV title stuff. Now, apparently they're coming back to New York. I still find this a little weird after all these years to have an event on September 11th. ROH is apparently going to run in New York on September 11th, and the living legend himself, Terry Funk, is going to be there.
Sweet.
Which
oh,
is
far
also
out.
Pretty cool.
Far.
Yeah. So they also had Austin Aries defeat Delirious by DQ. You had Kevin Steen defeat Colt Cabana in what was called a 34th Street death match. Apparently, Steve Corino was involved. The barbed wire battle.
Well, they had a lot of run-ins during this show, didn't they?
No, what do you expect? They're probably sitting there watching TNA going, hey, if they do it, I can do it. The Kings of Wrestling kept their ROH World Tag Team titles, defeating the TNA superstars, the Motor City Machine Guns. Apparently, the Briscoe brothers interfered and got the DQ on there.
Another run-in.
And, of course, as we mentioned, Tyler Black, who... In Jim Cornette's Yushu DVD and other stuff, I think Gabe Sapolsky said it when he left the company. He was very high. They were both very high on this guy, Tyler Black, and he defeated Roderick Strong. And who knows? ROH is getting interesting with HDNet, and also, I haven't seen any of these pay-per-views. I think that's what they're called. They had one. I think it was called the Big Bang. Was the one that Roderick brought up in Charlotte and said. They apparently did pretty better numbers on that, Nick and Aaron, than they did with a lot with their regular pay per view like Dragon's Gate's been doing. And you know, we've had this conversation before, and we're probably going to have it again. It's great to talk ROH, but unless you're on a national network that I can get, Aaron can get, Nick can get, Sorokin can get, my neighbor's cat can get, I can't get excited when I talk ROH. I don't know why. Do we
well,
have
I know,
time for the you know, flashback?
I know,
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
I know what is exciting. Did you see or have you read what this guy Sean, the Mike McCaffrey, wrote about ROH?
Yeah, Sean was a guest on here before, and he runs DOI Wrestling or DeclarationOfIndependence.com. And go to their website. We're not really going to go into it because
some crazy stuff that he brought up here,
something
man.
That's pretty inflammatory involving Jim Cornette and the ROH VP Sid Eck, the current booker Adam Pearce. Go to DIYWrestling.com. It's also posted in our OWW Genesis board.
Is this true what he said about Kerry Silkett and the ref, and Alex Payne?
We're trying to keep this a PG-rated show, man.
I just want to know, man. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I live in Florida. I don't know anything about Garrett. I've never met Kerry Silkett.
Let's take a break, and then we'll do our flashback thing. Let's talk about more about this bet thing with Rob Van Dam and AJ Styles. I don't know why you aren't down for that.
I don't gamble, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do $5, $10, $20.
Sorry, there's this neat little problem I have. It's called unemployed.
Join the rest of America. Matter of fact, join the rest of the world. A lot of us are. Did you hear what's going on in Greece, man? It's crazy. Crazy. Let's take a break. Come back with more OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. The Hero says, with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince
Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Thursday night, the Wild Talk Radio Network becomes a place where anything goes. Prepare to be sinful. Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Fire Mage telling you to tune in to Otaku Talk Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. How am I doing this? Don't tell me I bent laws of space and time again. God damn casting magic missile.
888-357-9876, option 1. 888-357-9876, option 1. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. WWE Executive Vice President Jarrett Barty. Woohoo! You guys read this?
Oh, yeah.
Suspended from the organization due to allegations of sexual harassment towards a female employee during WrestleMania 26 weekend. Now, according to reports, Barty had been drinking it up a little and inappropriately hit on a female who works in the WWE sales department. And in interesting note, the same female in question was released a few weeks after she alleged, the alleged incident with Barty after getting caught performing a sexual act on another WWE employee. So this chick, woof, she was all over the place.
That's why the product stinks. They're too busy fornicating off camera, man.
Wow.
That's where all the creative control is going.
Ba-dum-bum. At this time, representatives from WWE have not responded to any emails or phone calls asking for comments on the situation. Furthermore, it is not known how long Barty will be suspended. Well, he's gone. He's fired now from the last report that I saw. So another employee's gone from WWE in the office.
Apparently his stuff was taken off their corporate website.
Mm.
Now, this one, we're waiting for JT Evans in case you're wondering why they're doing news so early in the night. Well, it's because this is called stalling. It's a neat radio term that you'll learn later on, kids. Nick and I are both parents, so this story pisses me off. A 28-year-old Oklahoma man, guys, has been charged with felony child abuse, and this is some sick stuff here. After apparently he powerbombed his girlfriend's 4-year-old son to discipline him. Stay with me, because this gets weird. Tulsa World, which you can Google search to see the full article, reports that David Laird of Bartlettsville was babysitting, during which he repeatedly slammed the child into a door frame. A movie says he picked up from Big Shock watching pro wrestling. Now, the child is hospitalized and treated for multiple injuries, including fractures to his skull and neck, chest, and bruising over a lot of the areas, including his groin. Now, you know, it's a 4-year-old, so 4-year-olds, depends who the kid is, pretty big, pretty small.
Yeah.
Now, this moron claimed that the child had fallen off a clothes dryer and eventually came clean. And if you're listening to us in Bartlettsville County Jail, we love you. He's awaiting a court date with a bail set of $100,000. Aaron.
Wait a minute. This is Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Yeah, he's apparently in a suburb of Tulsa. Now, Nick and Aaron, this has gone on for years. The wrestling made me do it defense. There was a kid down here in Florida a few years ago who rock bottomed the kid. And then there's I swantoned off my balcony onto a kid. Tell me, Aaron, your generation's not this stupid. Guy's in my generation at 28 years old. These are the kind of people, I always joke around that I hate wrestling fans sometimes. This is the kind of guy that gives wrestling a bad, bad name to, like, no other in...
Nick just said, my generation is stupid enough to do something like this, but it's rare, but it can actually come in good to do stuff like this, because it wasn't too long ago, I was reading an article where somebody in Walmart there was an attempted robbery in a Walmart, and a guy flipped this guy onto the ground and got him into a figure four leg lock. And it nearly broke his leg, and that helped get the robber off. So, I mean, it can work.
There was a story out of the UK last year where this dude stuck some kid in a washing machine or a dryer and turned it on. It's not funny, actually, but... You can't help but laugh, but I don't understand what goes through people's mind that does this. I mean, this kid is 4 years old, and the guy power bombs him, and no less, not on a bed, because, I mean, we've all done that, right? We pick up your cousin or your brother or the friend from down the street, and you power slam him or body slam him onto a bed or something. But this dude did it on a door? Where do you do it, Alan?
Did it into a door frame, which is like
a door frame.
Yeah.
Aren't door frames like metal?
Depends on the house you're in. Some are metal, some are wood. Just anyone that's sitting in a room right now, look at your bedroom or bathroom or any kind of fixture in a door. This moron picked up a kid and threw him into a door.
What did he say? What did the guy say? Was he interviewed? What was he saying about it?
He claimed that his original claim was that the child had fallen off a clothes dryer in the backyard. Like, you would hang out to clothes out to dry.
Yeah, this but where the door, work. Where the yeah, door man. Comes from? Were they, how did say. They find out that the, they're not going to, I guess.
It's called intimidation of witnesses. I mean, God. So, we mentioned before with the WWE piece that everybody knows the economy is bad. Like I said, I'm unemployed. Apparently, there was a story, you know, you want to talk about truth in journalism, and it happens to a lot of us. Well, apparently this story got out and made Madison Rayne, your current Knockouts champion, not a happy camper. Now, reportedly, Madison Rayne missed some recent shows. The story said that she couldn't afford to make the events. That someone said, this girl is talented, remarkable, and cute as hell, and she'll probably get paid $250 a night if she works with no expenses. Now, Madison, like a lot of us, read this, and unlike a lot of us, Madison opened her mouth. She does have a MySpace page, which I'm sure if you Google Madison Rayne, you can find her. She yeah. said, first of all, the reports about me missing appearances lately due to financial trouble are false. When Daphne and Angelina were both injured a few weeks ago, other girls needed to be put on the house shows that weekend. The reason I was not sent had nothing to do with money. I've been nursing a nagging injury on my own, and everybody felt it would be in my best interest to take the 10 days I had off and let my body heal. Plain and simple, nothing more to it.
Sure.
Yeah. No, she also goes on, of course, we're evil. The internet loves stirring the pot and making issues out of nothing. I give you guys my word that both personally and professionally, I'm very, very happy. Things are going well. I love my Velvet and Lace Face, and I'm extremely blessed to have the family, friends, fan, and job that I have. Now we can only get to a Cubs game at Wrigley Field this season. She also said all these silly rumors about being the heat in the locker room. If all I'm going to say is, I've been a cheerleader, I've done beauty pageants and fitness modeling. If y'all want a drama, check out one of those backstage areas. Laugh out loud. This obviously came across Nick and Aaron after Lisa Verone, Tara, Victoria, whatever. Obviously, this Sunday, she's gone. She's pulled a Dave Bautista and basically said, I'm out of here. Thanks for coming. I don't want to renegotiate my contract.
Yeah.
But I always thought that TNA had some sort of, filter on their people. Because a couple of years ago, I went to go do an interview with Terry Taylor, who's head of talent relations. And around that same weekend, Billy Gunn, Kip James at the time, shot off his mouth, basically burying the X Division. And next thing I know, Stephen Godfrey's coming along going, yeah, that interview with Terry's, we love it, got to go, because we didn't approve it. So, I mean, I was kind of thinking the Twitter age and the MySpace age guys and Facebook and Foursquare and Kumquat and whatever other stupid programs are out there in the world, you'd think Nick and Aaron and fans, that they would monitor this kind of stuff instead of letting Madison go off like this.
It's funny you brought that up, because at the CAC, our past guest and CAC contributor, the doctor, he talked about this. He talked about how David Reese, I'm talking about. The Twitter and Facebook and this whole new media age that we're living in is going to either be the death blow to us, or it's going to help us a lot. A lot of these wrestlers and sports athletes, and even us with job interviews and things, we're putting so much personal information out there that we're screwing ourselves over. They're screwing themselves over from either getting jobs with other promotions or things like that. That's why I think, what's her name, Melissa Coates, and we're supposed to get her back on. She was so upset about what she said. We recorded an interview with her, and she was so upset about what she said in that interview that she wanted to re-record. So a lot of this has to do with what you put out there, and if you put something negative or something that isn't true on Twitter or Facebook and things like that, it's going to come back to hurt you. I think, in my opinion, what she wrote on this Twitter or Facebook page, whatever it was on, I think it was kind of her playing, let me clear this up real quick. I think actually she was trying to save face. I think it's true.
Well, she's got a safe face, guys. Go ahead, Aaron.
Well, sometimes, it can be bad for
for what all is going on, and it can give away storylines and stuff. But other times, like a couple weeks ago, Matt Hardy came out and said, "I hate Drew McIntyre." I don't know, but I really think that that was all kayfabe. I don't think he actually has a big problem with McIntyre, or else I doubt they'd be working together. But, you know, sometimes it can play well in the storylines.
Yeah.
Well, she's on her, as they joked around last Monday, it's like Velvet and Legacy and Madison, they joked her in a promo that we are the knockout division. It's getting to that point.
The knockout division is so bad anyway. I mean, really, who really is paying much attention to them? I'm certainly not.
Whoever's doing the writing, guys, soon enough, there isn't going to be a knockout division. The rate they're going, everybody else is just jumping ship going, "Hey, look what Kong did. Look what cheerleader Melissa did. We're out of here, dude. Thanks, Hulkster. Pat me on the butt on my way out the door." We had the Hogan watch last week, Aaron. He was claiming that Tori Wilson was coming back, and "That's right, brother. She called us. We needed her to come in and do this." And it's like, I don't buy any of the stuff anymore that's coming out of the TNA office.
Well, she said on her Twitter account that she said on her Twitter account that was false information. She never called TNA and blah blah blah, whatever else she said on there. But she said it was Hogan just being Hogan, I guess.
Yeah, who handles our
Steve Austin? Hogan said Steve Austin wanted a match with him.
Right. Guy who's been told by doctors you can never take another bump ever again. If you do, you're going to be paralyzed, like Darren Drozdov. I mean, who runs our Twitter? Because I want John Cena as a friend, dude, or whatever you call it. A follower, is that what the Twitter thing is? Who runs it? Is it you guys? Is it one of you Corey? Two?
I don't.
It's
well,
Corey? Oh,
I don't even know the
him,
password.
Get him, because John Cena's got a Twitter, man. They all got him now. WWE is, like, totally behind this Twitter thing now.
Do they Twitter?
Do
inmates Twitter?
I don't know. We'll find out real soon if Jeff Hardy goes away.
But, Kimbo Slice was on Rome is Burning. You brought this up, Alan, in the meeting. Kimbo Slice was on Rome is Burning. What did Rome say about that?
Rome was just going on about that, you know, this guy's a street fighter, and he had YouTube stuff, and every UFC fight I've been told he has been absolute garbage. He tapped out this past week. I only mentioned it, and Rockinov is just saying he's overrated. I brought it up because, you know, Vince wants to get the UFC market. Here's a great way to do it. We saw that Ken Shamrock can work the WWF style. And if you watch the indies, you know Dan the Beast Severn can do it. Bring this Kimbo Slice guy in, the WWE or TNA, and just let him loose. And obviously the guy's got some followers to him. Would either one of you or anyone listening want to see a Kimbo Slice outside of that element, put him in a controlled WWE TNA environment? Do you think
he doesn't look like a person that can be controlled, though.
He looks like
a person that can seriously do some damage to somebody. I don't think he can move gracefully not to injure somebody. If the WWE hires Kimbo, they're going to be putting their talent in huge risk. Anybody working with Kimbo is going to be put in a huge risk.
Anybody who works with Mark Henry right now is in a huge risk.
Well, that's another point, too.
Because Kimbo doesn't weigh. I don't know the numbers on him. I mean, Aaron, you know people that watch UFC. Could you see this guy coming over and working a WWE or TNA style thing, or you think he's like Nick is saying, he's uncontrollable?
Honestly, at this point, I wouldn't put it past TNA to try and get Kimbo, because they just seem like they're trying to pull out all stops to get ratings. But I don't ever see Kimbo Slice going into the WWE.
Kimbo,
it just
36.
Seems like it just seems like the WWE is going after a different thing, you know, PG.
Kimbo looks a lot older than 36. He can't be 36 years old. Are you serious?
Hey, Dave Bautista's 40-something. 6'1", 230. He's only 6'1"? Get out of
here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's a total surprise. Yeah, well, unfortunately, kids, we're still waiting on JT Evans to join us here. He may or may not join us. We're going to take a break in a couple minutes, but we want to let everybody know. We've been supposed to have been teasing it this whole time, but I haven't been around for a lot of these episodes, but the ones that I have been a lot of fun. And Scott, Corey, Nick, and Aaron have been around for a while, too. Next week is episode number 50 of OWW Radio.
And we've been talking, and we're going to try and get old buddy Dave Cave back on for one night only, so we'll see how
that'd
goes.
That would be absolutely great if we get Dave to come back on here, man.
And there's rumors that we're trying to get all kinds of guests on there. I'm not going to give away who we've got, but it's someone that's a good name in the wrestling industry that we've been wanting to interview for a while. No, it's not Bret Hart. He's too busy getting ready for his U.S. title match this Monday
night.
He's a new grandfather, too.
Yeah, that's a little awkward, but hey.
You want to know who I want to get a hold of again? That's Brutal Lauer. Downtown Brutal. I can talk to that dude forever.
How about Bruno Sammartino?
Yeah,
that's who I want to talk to.
Yeah, I'm sure we'd all love to talk to him, but do you really want to listen to him complain about how his generation was the greatest and our generation sucks? Because that's what he's going to do. I've seen interviews with Bruno on shows that he's going to pull that kind of situation. He hates current wrestling product. The only product he likes is ROH. Doesn't hurt that he's on the ROH payroll at certain times. And I'm sorry if I'm speaking out of turn, but you get some of these older gentlemen who are bitter, angry about the current product, but then you get some people like Superstar Billy Graham and Tito Santana and others that, you know, they're very happy to see a current product. Whether they like it or not, they're happy to see what the road they paved is still going. It didn't reach a sign that said dead end.
All right. 888-357-8876, option 1. 888-357-8876, option 1. Radio and online, worldofwrestling.com. Right back here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
As the NHL regular season has come to an end, the Calgary Flames are heading home. They suck. Which now means Wednesday nights are free to be geeky. Join myself, Omega, and that guy that we'll eventually put into the intro, Mace, every Wednesday night as we bring you Geek Talk done right, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it's Tim Stein here to tell you about a brand new podcast debuting soon, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The History of will take you on a fantastic journey as we look at some of the most famous rock groups, funny people, and actors and actresses of all time. Utilizing the video abilities of Ustream as well as the lossless stereo sound of internet audio, The History of will bring a totally new experience to Wild Talk Radio. So make sure that you join me, your host, Tim Stein, as we take a look at the history of some of your most favorite people ever. Make sure to keep a lookout for this brand new webcast coming soon, only to Wild Talk Radio.
This is Mace, the self-proclaimed favorite Aussie of the Wild Talk Radio Network, telling you to come step in the ring with me and the rest of the Wild Talk Radio crew every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And if you don't, we'll make Will come over there and drink all the alcohol.
Hey, I just saw a picture of this guy, Jarrett Barty, from the WWE. The black guy, the brother from another mother. Apparently, he was the fifth most powerful man in the company. Wow. You can look for him. His name is Jarrett Barty. Ousted. Sexual harassment. What's this I'm hearing about Bryan Daniel on NXT? I don't know much about NXT. After that first episode, I told you I'm never gonna watch this again. What's going on there?
We love when it's on because we can mute it and watch it. And Aaron and I last week just had a blast. Last couple of weeks with the program selling and the. The obstacle course gimmick they just did. And
obstacle course?
Yeah, they did one where they had them doing an armbar crawl across thing, a jungle gym thing, running all over the place, drinking sodas, pushing carts, blah, blah, blah. And they said they were going to do just one elimination, Aaron. And apparently, they've done three. Michael Tarver's gone. They're going to have one more tonight. And this one, I don't understand unless it's going to lead to a storyline. But your friend and ours, the American Dragon, Daniel Bryan, is gone from NXT. So any idea of us watching the show, Aaron, just went out the window, man. Gone. Ugh. I mean, or is this the step, Aaron, where, like, we've talked about this. We talked about it around the WrestleMania weekend. We had wanted to see, out of nowhere, Daniel Bryan hit the ring, take out Miz, become the U.S. champ. He's the most known of all these guys, Nick and Aaron. So is this the step? Do you think this is the step to see American Dragon finally show up on a Raw or a SmackDown?
Well, I mean, it could be if it was done the right way. I mean, Alan, I mean, you're the one that was watching him. Me or Nick wasn't watching, I don't think. But, it depends on how it was played out, really, I guess. Because if he was played out the right way and involving the Miz, then we still have some hope.
Well, the problem is, the way this works, each pro, if I remember the rules right, and if I'm wrong, Rockin' and Scott can help me with it, and fans can help us with it, you know the digits. It's 888-357-9876, option 1, or Sir Rockin' if you're a Skyper, that if I was Daniel Bryan's pro, I couldn't vote for him. I had to vote for one of the other 7 people on the show. So, apparently, he won a match. Yeah, he won last night on Monday Night Raw. But he actually said last week during the interview parts, I watched the replay on Universal HD, which is one of the few benefits of having that channel. And he actually said, if anybody could be eliminated, he said, it should be me. And then, next thing you know, Tarver, and I think it was Darren Young, or one of the other guys, got into a huge to-do. And like Nick said, and Nick doesn't watch it. I'm only watching it because it's like the only WWE stuff I'm not watching is Superstars because it's like the old school Superstar show. You didn't need to watch it. I'm only watching it because, I kind of have to. It's a part of the job of being on this show. But every week, it's just gotten dumber and dumber.
I keep waiting for Mark Summers of Double Dare fame to show up as a guest host on Raw or one of these other shows.
I'm still on my boycott. I'm on my my boycott of Monday Night Raw still.
Oh,
until they get rid of this guest host, I give up on it.
Good luck, because who was it, Nick and Aaron, on our board? Someone on our board at OWW Genesis, which you can get from our main page, onlineworldofwrestling.com, did not even know who the heck Buzz Aldrin is. If you don't know who Buzz Aldrin is, I want you to go to your board of education and your local school and smack somebody upside the head, because he is the second most important man in the history of NASA. He was the second person to walk on the moon, for God's sakes. Whether you believe in the moon landing or not, that's a conspiracy theory for another show.
You certainly should not be watching TV. You should be doing other things with your time.
Yeah, he's the guest host next week. And
there's rumors that Howard Stern may be guest hosting soon on
They've heard Howard Stern, Tiger Woods, Betty White. I mean,
Betty White would be great. You see her on Saturday Night Live?
I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in years.
It was the highest rated Saturday Night Live with Betty White since, you know, they did that whole president thing with Sarah Palin and Obama and that whole fiasco thing there.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a point. We've addressed this before, and I'm sorry to beat the dead horse like we do, but... And fans have called in and talked about this, and it's a thread on the OWW Genesis board. There's got to be a point where this guest host thing has got to stop. I mean, they teased it last night with Vicky Guerrero supposedly getting power back, and Edge was saying that the hosts have no power, so all we had was Flava Flav doing a whole Yeah Boy thing for 2 hours.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then you got Buzz Aldrin, it's just, there's got to be a point where, I mean, they had Meatloaf on last night. He came in, he pubbed his CD. Just bring back Tuesday Night Titans for my generation. That show was on USA Network with Vince McMahon hosting and did the worst Johnny Carson impression in the history of humankind. Bring the show back. Do that.
Maybe now that Brian Daniel or Daniel Bryan, whatever, he's got two first names anyway. It doesn't really matter what you call him. Maybe they'll have him be the guest host now that he's ousted from NXT. It is better when a wrestler is a guest host. At least you have some type of familiarity with the product or with that guy.
Yeah, unless it's David Otunga. Aaron knows how I feel about that already, man.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page with that.
357-9876. I know the guy's name.
Hey, the cornbread guy won.
Did you not just hear what I said? He has two first names anyway. I don't care what you guys call him.
Hey, the cornbread guy won. And the funny part is, we mentioned the WWE Universe, got all the guys getting Twitters. They actually, when Skip Sheffield came into the ring, Nick and Aaron, they actually showed on the thing, Twitter.com, I think it was Cornfed Cowboy, or Cornbread, whatever the hell he's called. And they're really, I don't know if they're getting like a corporate sponsorship with the Twitter or not. I mean, why not? Free pub for their boys. And girls. Which apparently I found out, Maria Canales, we mentioned her being a U-Shoot recipient and other stuff. She wanted us to mention, we wanted to get her on our show for an interview, but of course she's not taking requests, but goes ahead and does an interview somewhere else anyway. She's got a faker out there, folks. So if it's not from Maria Canales, if you're a Facebook person, don't add them. There's apparently a kid who's on there pretending to be her brother, of all people. Of all things, how much stuff can you possibly take? 888-357-9876, option one is the way that Nick said it. We're going to go to break. We're going to try to get JT Evans in on this show, and we also have Match of the Week and other exciting stuff. This is OWW Radio. Nick, Aaron, and Alan will be right back.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site.
clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or Anything Goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, this is somebody doing a really bad impression of Macho Man Randy Savage telling you to snap in to WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Ooh yeah, dig it!
Use my body to keep you alive.
All right, let's see. OWW Radio at 888-357-9876. Option 1, 888-357-9876. Option 1 is the telephone number, radio at online. WorldOfWrestling.com. Radio at online, WorldOfWrestling.com. Facebook, Twitter, all search for OWW Radio. Hey, don't forget, we are on iTunes. Go to the iTunes store, search OWW Radio. Subscribe already! Crying out loud.
Nick, hey. That's my stuff.
Well, you'll get there.
All right.
Nick Anthony, Alan Wojcik, that's Aaron Kendrick, my main man. And joining us on the line right now is JT Evans. You're the West Coast player, man. JT Evans, False Count Radio fame, man. Get in here, man. What's going on, bro?
Not much. Man, everybody gets that wrong. It's the Pacific Coast player, JT Evans. But, hey, I can't hate. Not too much is actually going on. I'm standing outside of a 30 Seconds to Mars concert. Just met the lead singer and the rest of the band and currently just kind of hanging outside and then going to go into the concert after being done with this interview.
Sweet, man. So which promotion you wrestle for again?
Currently, I don't really have a home company. Next month, I'm going to be returning to wrestling after being off since December of last year. And I'm going to be working a couple of shows in California. And depending on if the promoter books the flight, I'll be out in Jersey as well next month.
What's that promoter in Cali here?
The promoter in Cali is Extreme Zone Wrestling. They're out of Apple Valley, California, and I do believe they have a MySpace, which is myspace.com/XZWrestling.
That's up near Hesperia, Victorville area?
Yep, it's down in that area, the High Desert area.
Sweet. Hey, how did you get into the business?
You know, honestly, it's a long process. My mom found out that there was wrestling in the Northwest for a while in Oregon. Wrestling was blackballed. Vince wasn't allowed here. Nobody was allowed in the area because of, it was strict drug testing and all that. Uh-oh. So basically, I just and the cops. Anyway, basically, okay, hang on. All right, there we go. Basically, I went to a show, checked it out. It was Sandy Bars. Of course, Sandy Bars passed away now, but he was running them outside of his flea market, and I started going to the shows, and I really enjoyed it. Went and checked out some other promotions, and my mom ended up getting in touch with a promoter in the area who later actually helped me get in the business a couple of years after meeting him.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
But it was a long process.
All right. So how exactly did you get into radio?
Honestly, I was sitting, you know, and every now and then I'll take time off wrestling, and it was just one of those dead spells where nothing was going on around here, and I knew a guy who did a radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and he told me it was easy, and I had already had all the contacts. I was helping book for wrestlers. I, you know, was working on shows at that time, you know, before that I'd been working on shows with big names like Jimmy Snuka, and got the contact info, and I just decided to do it. And I'll admit, when I first started, I wasn't ready to do live radio. There was no way that I was ready, but now if you listen to an interview compared to when you listened to back in the day, you can tell a dramatic change.
Mm-hmm. You worked a lot of hardcore matches with names like Sandman. Thoughts on these types of matches?
Oh, you know, honestly, I'm not a big fan of hardcore. I'll do it if it makes sense, if there's a story buildup, but I'm not the kind of guy that'll just go in there and take, you know, 13 staples to the head for no reason. I just, the last match I did, well, one of the last matches I did before I took time off in December was a Compton Street fight, and the only reason I did a Compton Street fight is because we had a 3-month build-up to it, and during the match I ended up getting tased in the box, which is on YouTube, and basically we used everything but the kitchen sink during that match, but I'm not a big fan of hardcore, honestly. It's got to make sense for me to want to do it.
Mm. How was it working with Sandman, though?
Oh, Sandman. Oh, initial thoughts on Sandman, honestly. Yeah, basically, and then we ended up working some shows where I ended up making the save for him. There was a show that we worked where Sandman came out, and they had a fake Sandman, and they had a group called the Illuminati, which were like a Nazi group, and they brought out a fake Sandman and mocked him, and he came out and came the fake Sandman, and they beat him down a little bit, and I come running out to make the save, and I end up getting beat down, and then X-Pac came out to save us. So, you know, I've been on both the receiving end and the giving end as far as Sandman, both teaming with him and facing him.
You worked good stories about Rib Gone Wrong involving Chris Hamrick. What's that about?
Oh, the Rib Gone Wrong. Okay, Ozark, Alabama. I went down there to work a show, and basically we got in the night before, and we went to the hotel and everything, and the guy was like, dude, will you help me book the show? So I ended up booking all the matches. Well, we worked it out to where during a match, Chris Hamrick was going to be wrestling this guy. Well, I was going to come out with my partner, and we were going to jump Chris Hamrick and basically initiate the other guy into our tag team. Well, the guy was horrible, and honestly, I'm not going to say his name because there's no need to put him over. So we go out there, and I do the whole thing, and instead of beating up Chris Hamrick, we beat this guy down, and then we go to beat up Hamrick. And after that, we leave the ring, and I had set it up where there was like, I think, 2 or 3 African-Americans in the audience. Well, one of them did the Tough Man competitions in the area. Well, while he was in the audience, I was told they did the Tough Man. So we worked it out where he was running his mouth, and I go to walk away from him, and I turn around, and I crack him with an elbow to the face, and he goes down. At this point, all the crowd started swarming towards us. So I remember Chris Hamrick sitting there, grabs the mic, and he goes, I may be from ECW, but I don't condone that, and just goes off and starts shooting basically on me. I get to the back, and I remember the first thing he does is come to the locker room, throw me up against the wall, and he goes, what the hell was that, kid? You almost got us killed.
Wow.
So it was supposed to have been a rib, but in the long run, it became a dangerous one.
No kidding, man.
shoot promos can often be a lot more serious than they're intended to be, and
yep.
can make someone be very vocal about something. And speaking of being vocal about something, you were pretty vocal about the Bubba the Love Sponge situation. Do you want to share a little bit of that fire with us?
Oh, I've been very outspoken on Bubba the Love Sponge. Actually, you know, when I first heard about the whole Bubba the Love Sponge situation, I had been following it for a while, and when he got fired, I was like, okay. So I sat down and just kind of continued to pay attention. Well, he started calling the fans trash and, you know, white trash and scum and all this stuff. So I went to Twitter and I messaged him, and I was like, we're going to do a show talking about you, and it's going to be TNA Wrestling Fans versus Bubba the Love Sponge. So instead of him either retweeting back to me or ignoring it, he went as far as blocking me, which just drove it even worse to where on the radio show that I ended up doing, Vito surprisingly calls in, starts telling his thoughts on the situation, and I basically ended up calling out Bubba the Love Sponge. And there's been, like on his show, he's talked a little bit about, you know, different radio shows and what their thoughts are on him and all this, and the guy's just an idiot. He doesn't know anything about wrestling, and the only reason that he even got in wrestling was because of Hulk Hogan.
So had Bubba himself personally contacted you at all and like he did with Kong and tried to challenge you or some sort on his radio show or your radio show?
No, he didn't even have the balls to do that. Honestly, dude, I went to follow him and it says, user has blocked this action. That shows you what kind of a man Bubba the Love Sponge is. As I call him, Bubba Klim, because of his racial comments.
Yeah, so anybody who can, other than a woman, well, Khan can probably pretty much stand up for herself, but anybody who can pretty much speak their ground and come back and fire at him, he has nothing, you know, nothing he wants to do with him. He stays away.
It's actually pretty funny considering he claims that he has the Bubba's Army. Well, I'm one person. I may have fans and followers on my radio show, but I was speaking on my behalf of myself. I wasn't speaking on behalf of my fans, so I didn't need my army or whatever he wants to call my fans. I did it on behalf of myself, and he has all this army. Well, instead of trying to fire back, he just blocks me. I mean, come on, man. That just shows you what kind of a person he is.
I find it upsetting what he said about Dixie Carter and the rest of the wrestling fans out here. After he was employed by this company, he comes up by saying, oh, you guys need to grow up. You're watching Man in Underwear wrestle around. When you were not too long ago watching and promoting and have these guys on your freaking radio show, man. I couldn't believe what I was listening to or reading.
Well, you know, the old saying, never bite the hand that feeds you. Well, he went as far as to not only bite in the hand, but he chewed it up, spit it out, and then decided to talk trash about it. I mean, honestly, you sit here and you look at it. Bubba had so many wrestlers on his show, including Hogan. I guarantee you, a lot of the companies are not going to want to put their show after his comments.
He had Jarrett. He had Kurt Angle. Did he have Dixie Carter as well? He had pretty much the majority of TNA staff, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. He had the majority of TNA staff. Plus, while he was employed by TNA, he was getting WWE people to come into the studio.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but we want to especially thank the Bubba Army for that .5 a couple weeks ago. That tells you how great the Bubba Army is.
Yeah,
well, exactly.
That was the initial reason, I believe, why Hogan and Bischoff brought Bubba in, because he does have that cult following, as I brought up before. He's on that Howard Stern network on Sirius. He's got that cult following, but I guess it didn't pan out. TNA realized that this guy didn't help the promotion at all, and we got rid of one of our best female wrestlers in Awesome Kong. It's time to get rid of Bubba.
You say a cult following. Okay, if he has such a cult following, he has, I do believe, over, I think it's like 15,000 members on his forum, on his website, and only 3 have been active in the past 3 months. So, I mean, if that's an army, then, man, you know, dang.
Kind of like TNA was claiming to have a war with the WWE.
Yeah, rating-wise, that kind of proved that it wasn't a war.
Yeah, exactly.
A couple of more things for you, JT, then we'll let you go back to your concert. I know you're a very busy guy out there. This says something about a co-host or somebody you know trying to get into TNA. What's that about?
Yeah, actually, ECW original Pitbull #1, Gary Wolf, I decided to take the initiative. Gary had been talking to me, and he just rehabbed his quad, and he's like, man, I want to get back in the ring. Well, Gary's been working out and getting in great shape, and when we had Devon on, we kind of pitched the idea to Devon, you know, that Gary was interested in basically what he wanted to do, and I'm not going to go too much into detail, but I'll say that it involves Rhino and Gary as a team. And we've just been trying to push that, and we've been trying to get fans to tweet Dixie Carter at TNADixie on Twitter.com and tell him to hire Pitbull number one. I mean, he's in great shape. He still knows everything. I mean, he's not going to miss a beat in the ring. And right now they're doing the whole ECW invasion type thing where they've got RVD, they've got the Dudleys and all these guys. What a better way. Another original.
Yeah, that's a that's a couple of people we would like to have on the show. Gary Wolf, one of the Pitbulls, and Rhino.
Actually, I can make that happen for you.
Oh.
We'll radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's our email. Does the West Coast indie scene differ from the Middle America indie scene?
Oh my God. Out of all the states I have worked, honestly, I'd have to say that Oregon and Washington have more politics and more little crybabies than anywhere in the United States that I've ever worked, to be honest with you. So, yes, I would have to say the West Coast differs, but California doesn't even have as many politics as Oregon and Washington. I mean, it's basically a who-you-know type game out here, and if one person doesn't like you, then you're not going to be booked, and then if you go down the street and you wrestle that show and one person doesn't like you, you're booked, and then basically you're blackballed, and if you go out and you make a name for yourself in another state and you come back to wrestle in the Northwest, they're like, oh, you went out of the state. Nope, you're done. Don't worry about even coming to our locker room. You're not going to get booked. So, yeah. I mean, it's basically jealousy and politics. And the Northwest, like I have to say, is the worst when it comes to politics out of all the places I've been.
Which one do you prefer? Have you ever been on the East Coast? Have you wrestled on the East Coast?
Actually, I'm supposed to be making my Philly debut in August. I can't say too much about that. It's going to be something for Gary Wolf. He's going to do a show. And I'm supposed to be doing the Jersey show in June. But other than that, really, I haven't really touched down there. I've done Iowa, Alabama, Indiana, California, Oregon, Washington, and all that area, but not too much on the East Coast.
What do you prefer?
Honestly, I've had the most fun in Indiana, to be honest with you. I mean, it wasn't the quality of talent, because I'll tell you right now, the companies I worked for, the talent wasn't that great, but it's how humble the guys are and how the fans react. I mean, they didn't know anybody from the Northwest, me or Steve Rush, which is my tag team partner, when we went down there, but they treated us like we had been there for years. We were the top heels of the night. Nobody knew that it was our first night in that area. Like, if you would have gone to that show, you'd have been like, dang, these guys have been here for years. These guys, you know, they're hated.
Yeah. You ever hear of Jesse Hernandez, EWF, out here in San Bernardino, Southern California? Jesse Hernandez, former longtime referee for WWF?
Actually, I have. I work with a promoter up here. Not really work with him, but I've been in talks with him, and if things go right, then I'll be working for him up here. And he actually has a connection with Jesse Hernandez where they've been exchanging talent.
Mm-hmm. Ramirez? Gabe Ramirez?
No, it's actually Jeff Manning up here in Oregon. He runs the West Coast Wrestling Connection. He was a former AWA affiliate.
All right. Cool. Are there any promotions out there or mainstream promotions that you wouldn't work for? We'll go that way first. That you would absolutely not work for ever.
That's hard, honestly. I mean, one of the companies I guarantee you I would never work for would be Combat Zone, just because, like I said, and it goes back to me not really being a fan of the hardcore style.
Yeah. What promotions would you like to work for and haven't yet?
Ring of Honor. I'd like to do some dark matches for WWE down the line, maybe some stuff with TNA, you know. But honestly, like, on the indies, I'd like to work for, like, the Pro Wrestling Gorillas and places like that. I'm always down to work new companies. There's very few that I won't work for.
All right. False Count Radio's JT, the Pacific West Coast player. Did I get that right?
The Pacific Coast player.
Pacific Coast, West Coast. It's all the same thing, isn't it?
Well, there's a whole saying we have a team PCP, so it's like the Pacific Coast player, the Pacific Coast prima donna, all that.
I got you. Hey, plug your radio show, play us where we can find you, and we'll let you get back to the concert.
FalseCountRadio.com, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Saturdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow, I have a special episode at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific with former TNA star Sanjay Dutt.
All right, there he goes, JT Evans here on OWW Radio. Quick break, come back with more. 888-357-9876, option 1. 888-357-9876, option 1. Right back, OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
If you run a webcast or have a podcast, audio blog, etc., and you need the occasional liner, sweeper, bumper, or intro, check out VOLiners.com.
VOLiners.com is a free service bringing the internet broadcasting community together. Membership is free, and you can log in anytime.
Simply post your script request and let another community member take it from there. It's that easy. Then come back and check your post and download the completed audio.
It's also a great site to add to your portfolio. Gain practical experience by helping your fellow members out and recording their requests.
Remember, it's 100% free to join and use.
VOLiners.com. Voiceovers, liners, sweepers, and bumpers for your broadcasts. Join today.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talents today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Gary. Candice McDowell.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time.
Jimmy Vance, the Boogie Woogerman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson. Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling. Online. It's the site of the pro juice. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is Lacey Von Erich. You're listening to The Network, Tim Steinbilt, Wild Talk Radio.
Oh, you gotta love Pantera, man. Reminds me of classic OWW back on the old site, man. Woo! Hey, November's coming up, and, is that when they're doing the Connecticut, ballots for the election for the seat, the Senate seat? Is it in November?
I believe it's this November that Linda and all that stuff, and she's been making the news a lot, man.
Yeah.
And OWW Radio, Alan Wojcik, Nick Anthony, and we're trying to get Aaron Kendrick back with us. He had to step away for a few minutes. And
our electricity just went off. I apologize.
You got to pay the bill, man.
Welcome to Living in Tornado Alley, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I can't hear anything with this headset on, but I think it might be storming outside, so I'm not sure.
Well, we were just touching, waiting for you. I'm a little interested in this whole thing. Linda McMahon obviously is trying to become I believe it's a senator on is it the state level or is it on the national level? Either way, if I'm her opponent, I just gotta go, see that product on TV? Yeah, that's what you're gonna get when she comes into the office. You're gonna have the Randy Orton walking in the Senate office, RKOing people on the Senate floor. You're gonna have Mark Henry coming in with Mae Young and having sex, and apparently that some lobbyists are being used to get WWE tax credits because the company is based in Connecticut.
They actually brought that up in the shareholders meeting about tax credit in Connecticut. I didn't think you guys would be interested in wanting to know about that, but it's all there on that webcast, the WWE's corporate site, talking about all this, man. I find it funny that Linda McMahon, at one time, she was really praising her stance in the WWE, not you know, wavering when the questions were asked about the World Wrestling Entertainment. But now she's kind of like taking a back seat. She doesn't want to talk about it. And then the whole PG thing and basically ruining wrestling. There was a good debate, comment, what have you, on Genesis talking about this very issue and why Vince and or Linda would go this route making WWE PG when you have other political figures who were, before becoming mainstream, were involved in oil and Halliburton and Kellogg, Brown, and Root. All these major players in United States, they're not in United States citizens' eyes, but they're secretly behind our government. These are the guys that, you know, back our government. They're the money. They're the power. They fuel everything. These are the guys that get contracts to rebuild Iraq. You know, those guys, basically. All the, you know, the Bushes. All these guys who related to oil and things like that. No one had a problem with them running for president or senate, the House of Representatives, city council or mayor or governor of the state. No one had a problem with that. But here Linda McMahon is worried about her image on little WWE promotion, and we can't have blood. We got to go PG. There's a great write-up there on Genesis. You got to check it out about that. It's a very good write-up. OWW Radio, 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Option, what is the telephone number? Want to go to Andrew? Let's go to Andrew. Andrew Spock from WTR. What's up, brother? Is he on?
Hello?
Did we lose him already?
There he is.
Spug, what's happening, dude?
First of all, gentlemen, Nick.
What, dude? What now?
When you're running for, when you're running for a congressional seat, the fact that you were a CEO of Halliburton or had to do with oil or CEO of the Texas Rangers doesn't quite compare to being involved for the majority of your adult life with a company that portrays violence on television and pay-per-view in a weekly and monthly
set. Yeah, it does, and I'll explain.
No, it does not.
Let me explain. Can I explain?
Sure.
Thank you. With President Bush having all these oil deals and the way people feel about gas prices now and how they're, you know, constantly going up. Where are we at? I'm sitting here in California, Los Angeles, California, at 313. I don't know. You're in Florida, right? I don't know where you
stand. I'm in Ohio.
Well, Ohio.
He's talking to me, sir.
Three,
I'm the
three,
born 13, Florida guy.
It's 3:13 here. I don't know where you're in Ohio. Aaron's in Arkansas. Alan's in Florida. I don't know what you guys are paying for gas. I'm paying 3:13. If I see a guy who is running for president who's got stocks in oil, a big oil family, and the prices of gas keep going up, and this guy is president, I'm thinking something's fishy here, right? And the what I'm saying about Linda McMahon is basically, why does she have to change her image when a guy like President Bush, a guy like John McCain or John Kerry, who's the ketchup, who's married to the ketchup lady, why would she have to change her image when these guys are big oil companies? They didn't have to change their image.
Because
now we have watered
down
oil
executives. The oil executives aren't putting people on television every week and hitting each other over the head with chairs.
Yeah, but we have to get into our cars every day and pay $3.13 for a gallon of gas, don't we?
But that's not the point. Okay? Oil has nothing to do
furthermore,
with the WWE.
Furthermore, Linda's a gimmick. Linda's persona on WWE TV was a gimmick. We all know it's TV. We all know it is lights, camera, action. You're on stage. Go.
I'm not saying that it wasn't a gimmick, but what I'm saying is when you have been involved with the majority of your adult life on television or off air with a company that portrays fictional violence on television and on pay-per-view year-round, you have a little bit more of an image overhaul than somebody that runs Halliburton or BP Oil or Amoco or anybody like that. And look, the CEOs of those oil companies don't have a whole hell of a lot to do with the price of a gallon of gas. You know why?
Yeah,
because there's many...
Yeah.
There's
I know
so
that.
Many factors
no,
that go into
that. I know that. But I know that. You know that. But the average person does not know that. They're thinking, oh, they're raising the prices to fill their pockets up, man. And when you have a family like George Bush that's been in the oil business for so long, you're going to think that way of them.
But that's neither here nor there. When you're appealing to a mass base of people, okay. If someone's running a business, a legitimate business, and I'm not saying that the WWE is not a legitimate business. We've seen the type of income that they pull in. But when you think of legitimate business, you think of Heinz Ketchup. You think of BP. You think of Amoco. You think of Halliburton. Places like those are legitimate businesses in the eyes of most of the voting public. When someone says, oh, who's running on the ticket? Oh, Linda McMahon? Isn't she married to that Vince guy who runs that fake wrestling? Why would we vote for her? There is in need of a serious image overhaul for the company and for her to make her candidacy legitimate.
No, well, see, that's where we have a problem at then in this society. When, She's overly loaded anyway. Well, I wouldn't vote for her because she doesn't represent me. That's what people really have to look at, minus the imaging and things like that, image makeovers. Do they represent you? And obviously, she doesn't represent me. She probably doesn't represent you or no one listening to this radio show. That's what people really have to look at.
Now you're getting into a realm where it's a big gray area, because how many of these politicians really represent any of us? They don't.
Well, that's true,
but
too.
But that's not the point. That's not the point. The whole reason why I call it in is when you started comparing this to the oil companies, I went, whoa. Hold on.
It's the same thing, man. What are you talking? You're saying
it's,
that you...
It's
you're
not
saying,
the same thing.
It's absolutely the same thing, but we're running way over time. It's 8:04, man. It's the same thing, because George Bush's family with the oil company, right? Tons of people rely on their cars every day to get to work, right? Get to work to work.
But how many people rely?
When you see George Bush on the ballot, you're saying, oh, well, he's got an interest in oil. gas prices are going to go up because he's in the Senate. He can make law. He can make ballots and laws suggesting that, hey, we should raise gas prices up to X amount of dollars. People are going to say, this dude has stake in oil.
But Congress can't do that. Congress cannot set gas prices or any type of private
you and I know price. Dude, you and I know that, but the average person, the average speaker do not, or the speaker, the average listener or the average citizen, the average person going to their ballot box who votes because the guy has the same name that I do or the same skin color, they're retards. They don't know.
The average person is a lot smarter than you make them out to be. One,
I beg to differ. I beg to differ. Just look at
You live in Southern California. You have the epitome of stupid people in that area.
Hey, you're not going to get any argument for me.
But the thing
and
is,
you live in Ohio, and you're pretty much in Ohio.
You would be amazed at how many smart people are in Ohio.
Yeah. I'm amazed. I am.
How many presidents has the state of California produced? Two.
Reagan. Who else?
I think they need to switch some rules around so that Schwarzenegger can be president.
Oh, please. Oh, God.
They'll never change the Constitution, but... Ohio's got five, buddy. That was my point I was getting at. We've got five presidents. Anyway.
What the hell does that matter? Who cares?
It went back to my stupid people thing. Anyway, when you look at the average...
I'm saying California is just as dumb as the rest of the union. Who cares? I know. I run into them every day.
When you look at the... And to go back to your oil and the W... This all has something in common.
Who's the other president from California?
I don't remember. I really don't. Who?
Carter.
Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon.
Nixon, for crying out loud.
Nixon was from Cali. When you look at... People depend on oil and gasoline to get them where they need to go. People do not depend on WWE programming to get them places.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
When you... Dude, I understand where you're trying to go with this, but next time might want
to
go
no.
Better.
Spug, whatever. Andrew, I didn't try to go anywhere. I went there, and you're trying to spin it a different direction, and I'm going a different direction with it. We'll just leave it at
I'm
that.
I'm just here to tell you you're flat out wrong.
I'm here to tell you you're flat out wrong. Bye. 888-357-9876-1 Radio. That just proved my point about Ohio and every other state in the union. 888-357-9876-1 let's see. You want to do match of the week real quick, Aaron?
Yeah, sure.
All right, go for it. Match of the week.
OWW Radio.
All right, since there's no segue, we're going to get right into it.
And...
Well, I'm sorry. When my electricity went off... My notes went down, so we're going to have to just fly this. all right. There were two matches last week. First of all, before I get into anything, I'm going to say that the War Report changed up the way Match of the Week was done. And so last week, we only had two matches that we're going to mention. And then starting after this week, we're going to get back into the normal routine of everything. And, you know, we haven't really been having actual matches of the week and runner-ups. It's just been, like, runner-ups. So, last week, the two runner-ups that we had were the two Intercontinental Tournament matches. And one of them was Cody Rhodes and Christian, and the other was Dolph Ziggler and Kofi Kingston.
Kofi.
Oh, you want Kofi to win?
Kofi, give the guy the belt, man. He's awesome. Just well, look at when that guy comes out, how that joint pops, man. He's got a Road Warrior-style pop, dude.
Yeah. People don't know what they're doing, I don't think. But I'm going to say, like, if you didn't want to do a bet with Nick, you can do a bet with me. He's not Pete Rose.
He doesn't bet.
I'm betting right now with you, Alan, that Christian beats Kofi and wins the belt. You want to bet me?
All you want. I already saw the spoilers. So if you want to place a bet, dude, go right ahead. Thanks to Sir Rock, and we already know what happened tonight at the tape, and I'm not talking. It's thick bamboo underneath my nails. I'm not talking. I'm also not talking about what I know is going on this Thursday night.
All right, well, that just...
the momentum's gone, brother. You were like, bet, dude, bet, bet. Come on, bet. Do the roar. Come on, roar.
Roar?
Shrek commercial. The new Shrek commercial. The kid's looking at him going, do the roar. He's like, I don't want it. Do the roar.
You got too much time on your hands, Alan. But
unemployment, my friend. Thank you very much.
But the whole point of these two matches is that Christian and Cody, in my opinion, stole the night. They were the better match, in my opinion, because, you know, there was a lot of fan participation going on, and they really, really are trying to get Cody Rhodes over with the crowd. And this really did a lot for Cody, putting him in there with a basically a main eventer like Christian. And good things are going to happen. You know, Cody Rhodes, he's been tag team wrestling ever since he came in, and this is the thing he needs. And so I guess we can call this the match of the week. So questions and comments about match of the week can be emailed to radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com, or if you're a Genesis member, you can private message me on the forums.
All right, that is the match of the week on OWW Radio. Real quick before we go to break, let's go over the flashback segment real quick. This flashback comes from 1994. It was Slamboree, WCW's yearly event that they held. And I believe it was Sting and Vader. Originally, it was supposed to be... Who was it? Rick Rude, I believe, was supposed to be fighting Vader. Sting did a fill-in. Yeah. He went in that... His back got injured. Career-ending back surgery and all that. Here's the match. 1994 WCW Slamboree here on OWW Radio.
Sting brings him outside in. Sting takes him to the other side. Out goes Vader when he's on his feet. Incredibly.
Look at Harvey Race cheering on. Come on, Vader, if you want it, get up these steps. Climb through those ropes. And get that creep across the ring. He is... Congratulations, Harry Race! One!
Now the show.
What? What? Vader, take it while you have it. I know you want to dish out a lot more punishment. It's not necessary. Do it after you won the title.
He's going up top. He's going on the moonsault.
Oh, I like to see this. Look at that.
Can't do that.
not lose this match as far as I'm concerned. He was hit with a chin. He was hit by a hurricane. But look at the elevation. He's got to be 15 to 18 feet in the air. The referee in position for the one, for the two, and we've got a new International World Champion of Stinger.
That was Bobby Heenan and Tony Schiavone calling the action for WCW Slammerie 1994. I believe it was May 22nd, 1994. Sting beat Vader for the vacant WCW World Heavyweight title there. We'll take a quick break, come back with more OWW Radio. Right back after this.
OWW Radio.
If you run a webcast or have a podcast, audio blog, etc., and you need the occasional liner, sweeper, bumper, or intro, check out VOLiners.com.
VOLiners.com is a free service bringing the internet broadcasting community together. Membership is free and you can log in anytime.
Simply post your script request and let another community member take it from there. It's that easy. Then come back and check your post and download the completed audio.
It's also a great site to add to your portfolio. Gain practical experience by helping your fellow members out and recording their request.
Remember, it's 100% free to join and use.
VOLiners.com. Voiceovers, liners, sweepers, and bumpers for your broadcasts. Join today.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Eric Bischoff,
Vince
Nick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Janice McDowell.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time.
Jimmy Van the Boogie Woogerman.
And tomorrow.
TJ Wilson, Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Alright, closing it down here on Tuesday night at 888-357-9876, option 1 radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Is this a soundtrack from, what's that movie called?
Kill Bill Volume 1, man. Kill Bill. That sounds awesome. That was the MLW Underground song for a while there, and a couple indie guys I've seen, Nui Lee, I know, used it, and Sir Akin played it because we have got a guest next week. It's been confirmed. Former WWE superstar and recent Shoot interview stoner, Paul London, will be joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and kids that are up way past their bedtime.
Far out. Looking forward to
all
that.
Right.
Let's see. I want to thank all the producers, executive producer Corey Morrow, Scott NDX. Who else? Let's thank Aaron Kendrick, Alan Wojak. That's about it, I suppose. Thank JT Pacific Coast Player, JPP, man, for coming on the show, False Count Radio. I have FalseCountRadio.com. I believe this is the website. Check it out. FalseCountRadio.com, OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com, and WildTalkRadioNetwork.com. Aaron?
All right. OWW, we're on iTunes, where we have all of our shows, as well as over at ClickWrestle.com. We are on Twitter, as we have discussed earlier tonight. We have a Facebook page, as well as a YouTube channel. Also, Wrestle-Radio and WTR are where you may find us, as Nick just said. OWW is the gold standard, as well as the most reliable wrestling source in the world. There's some pretty good sources out there, too, but I think we are the most reliable. Our email address is radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com, and our phone numbers, anytime during the week, you can call into the studio at 866-543-6990, and our toll-free number during the show is 888-357-9876, either option 1 or option 2, depending on our producer. But there you go.
All right. Again, thanks, Aaron Kendrick, Alan Wojak. I'm Nick Anthony. Hey, Alan, why don't you bet me already? Come on, do it. Don't be scared. Don't be a wimp. Don't be a puss. Bet me. All right, we're out of here. OWW Radio, online, worldofwrestling.com, OWW Genesis. We're out. See you later.
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.